Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Well, Super Tuesday is tomorrow, and the question is, will it be the last event in the Republican primary that will have any suspense attached to it? To discuss what might happen tomorrow and what we may be in for in the general election, I'm joined by Michael Heaney, Assistant Professor of Organizational Studies and Political Science at the University of Michigan. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So 10 states are voting tomorrow. If you were to bet on it, will Mitt Romney lose any more than three of them at the most?
Well, I don't know how many states he'll lose. You know, he's definitely going to perform well in most places. I think that Mitt Romney's definitely going to come out the winner overall in Super Tuesday. There are certainly a number of places where other candidates look to be doing quite well. Santorum will likely do well, quite well in Ohio. Newt Gingrich will likely do quite well in Georgia. And, you know, the races could tip one way or the other in any place. The real question is, what is the overall delegate total likely going to be? And it looks like Romney is well positioned to win the plurality, if not the majority, of delegates.
Ohio is a very tight race, neck and neck at this point, between Romney and Rick Santorum. Are the same dynamics at play there that there were here in Michigan, minus the Big Three bailout issue?
Well, the dynamics are a little bit different in Ohio, just because it's not the quote unquote home state of Mitt Romney, and that was part of what made Michigan so crucial. Also, Michigan's primary was really occurring at a time when the candidates could concentrate on Michigan per se, whereas both candidates' attentions are divided quite a bit more in the Ohio primary, which actually favors Rick Santorum a bit more than it favors Mitt Romney. Unfortunately for Santorum's campaign, they didn't get on the ballot in all of the congressional districts, and they won't be able to win the delegates even if they win the votes.
Now, even if Santorum does squeak out a win there, will it have any real impact on the larger picture going forward?
Yes, I do think it matters. I mean, I think what we're looking at here is, what is the overall delegate total? And right now, Romney has more than 50% of the delegates overall, and it's likely that on Super Tuesday that he'll win roughly 50% of the delegates, maybe a few more, maybe a few less, that are up for grabs on Super Tuesday. So really what Romney needs to do is keep that total above 50%. If you have a strong showing by Santorum on Super Tuesday, if you have a strong showing in future states, that could potentially deny Romney the majority that he needs to walk into the convention and claim the nomination. If he comes into the convention with less than that majority, then there's the possibility that you'll have a brokered convention, which would, of course, be very suspenseful and interesting for all involved.
Do you really think there's a realistic chance that Romney will not get the number of delegates he needs to lock that nomination in?
I think that he probably will get the delegates that he needs, but I think there's still a realistic chance that he won't. So I would put it not in the impossible range. I would say probably not, but it's still a possibility.
Newt Gingrich, he's going all in on his home state in Georgia. He said that it is a must-win for him to remain a credible contender. Do you think he will, in fact, win that his own state? And if he does not, is that it for his campaign?
All of the polls are indicating that there's a very strong likelihood that he'll win that state. And, of course, if he said things like he must win it to continue, then it would be hard for him to credibly go on campaigning if he doesn't win it. But I think there's every reason to believe that Gingrich will win Georgia.
Ron Paul is predicting that he'll win the most overall delegates tomorrow, saying that he's likely to win Alaska, North Dakota, and Idaho. Do you think that could very well happen, and would that be in any way consequential?
I will be absolutely shocked if that happens. I don't believe that it will. I would be very surprised if Ron Paul won any state. But, you know, it isn't beyond possibility that he would win Alaska. There haven't been a lot of polls that have been conducted in these places, so it's hard to really know exactly what the Republican primary electorate is thinking. But I think that a very strong showing from Ron Paul seems to be very unlikely.
I'm talking to Michael Heaney, Assistant Professor of Organizational Studies and Political Science at the University of Michigan, about Super Tuesday. So if Mitt Romney tomorrow does win the number of delegates he's hoping to, the over 50%, is that going to produce some kind of a shift in the way Republicans are addressing him and as some of his challengers are talking about him? Are we likely to see a different tone, or is it still too early?
Well, I think we've already seen a shift. Just Mitt Romney's victories in the last couple of weeks, he's won the last three primaries, Michigan, Arizona, and Washington State. All of this sort of has given Romney more momentum. He's rising in the national polls. He's actually, in terms of the level of support that he has in national polls, he's at the highest level that he's ever been. So, yeah, there's definitely more sense within the Republican Party that Romney is the likely nominee, and as it becomes more likely that he's the nominee, he'll get more respect and more deference, and you'll see a tone which is more supportive of him.
Well, President Obama has been watching from the wings so far. Assuming Mitt Romney is the Republican nominee, how do you expect Democrats to go about attacking him and his positions once they do get into the game?
Well, I think that the Democrats are not going to have any trouble attacking Mitt Romney. I think that you'll hear a lot of the same kinds of attacks from the Democrats that you heard from the Republicans. You'll see attacks of a lot of his gaffes. You'll see attacks on the inconsistency of his positions. You'll definitely see the Democrats use the health care issue against him. They'll attack his views on wealth. They'll attack his wealth. I think that there's a lot to attack.
And Republicans that are opposing him now, the conservative Republicans, Tea Party members, do you think they will, in fact, given the option between Romney and President Obama, begin to support him in a more aggressive way?
You know, that's a great question. I don't pretend to know the answer to it. I'd love to know whether they will or not. I think that certainly some people will. And that basically what they'll realize is that even if Romney is not the candidate that they want, that they would still prefer to have a President Romney than to have a second term of a President Obama. But some people will reach different conclusions, and some people will say, you know, well, I'd rather, you know, just stay home. I'm not that motivated to turn out to vote. I don't like either of these candidates. I'm not going to vote, or maybe I'll vote for Ron Paul as an independent or as a write-in candidate, or maybe I'll vote for some third-party candidate. So I think that Romney will have difficulty unifying the Republican base, and part of the difficulty of that comes just from all of the bad blood that has circulated throughout the primaries.
Now, the election will ultimately come down to the swing states. From what I've heard, the polling shows that both Romney and Santorum lead President Obama in the key swing states at this point. Is that, in fact, what you know to be the case, and what is that likely going to mean in the election?
I think it's way too early to take seriously any polls that we've seen about the general election. There's two reasons for this. One is that the public, since the Republican Party hasn't chosen a nominee yet, people haven't started seriously thinking about which candidate they would prefer. All of these lineups are simply hypothetical at this point. The second is just that there's a lot of things that are going to change between now and Election Day. We don't know what those things are, whether the economy will improve, whether the economy will decline, whether we're looking... In other words, we don't know whether the next 6 months will suggest that we're heading into a period of peace and prosperity or whether we're heading into another period of war and recession. And those factors make a huge difference. So things could really swing either way depending upon, you know, how things go in the macroeconomy and in international politics.
Michael Heaney, Assistant Professor of Organizational Studies and Political Science at the University of Michigan. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.